Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Well, hi there, listeners. This is Denise, and today's podcast is all about emails. Now, for those of you that have a LinkedIn premium account, you are probably using emails to a greater or lesser degree, not sure. Obviously, there's the different recruiter packages that you can use within LinkedIn as well. But today, I just really wanted to focus on LinkedIn emails. And as some of you may be aware, the policy is changing as of January the 1st, 2015. So how exactly is that going to affect you? Well, up to now, and I'm recording this at the end of 2014, you could send an email, and if you hadn't had a response within 7 days, that was credited back to your account. So fundamentally, you could send any old rubbishy email out with the knowledge that if you didn't get a response, well, hey ho, that was fine. It was going to get credited back into your account. Now, that is going to change completely. Time frames are different as well. And if you haven't had a response within 90 days, then you're not going to get any money back at all. And in fact, it's changed around, and you will only get credits back if somebody actually responds to the email that you've sent. Now, that can actually be one of two things. It can be a response where the recipient actually responds directly to you, or it could be recipient not interested. So it could be either of those two, which will make quite a significant difference to how email impacts your business. Now, in addition to rewarding quality responses and quality emails, LinkedIn will also, for premium subscription account holders, are going to actually give you additional email credits each month. And obviously that will depend on, and this is quite significant actually in the volume, but it will depend on what particular subscription you have, how much you're paying. And obviously you can find that out quite easily by going into your account settings and into manage your account, and it'll actually tell you there what the credits are that you have when it comes to emails. As you might imagine, the initial response to this has not been particularly favourable with some people. However, I actually think it's a really good thing, because it's going to make you really think about who you are targeting with your emails and the message that you give out. Now, why is that a positive thing? Because I think it's going to make you think more about your avatar. We've talked about avatars before. And who is your ideal client, or who is your ideal candidate? And to be honest, if you put some time and effort in this, you're going to benefit from it, obviously, because you're going to get some of these credits back into your email account. And also, an added bonus is you're going to start connecting with people. It's all about thinking and engaging with the people that you want to connect with. And you know, a lot of recruiters that we work with want to upskill, and they want to up level their business. And one way of doing this is to become a recruiter of choice, to become an authority in your sector. And one way you can do this is thinking about how you utilize your emails and how you write the copy, how you write the interaction with your target market. So I'm sure some of you may have known that this was happening. If you didn't, you do now. And start thinking about what would be the impact for you and your business, and thinking about, okay, so if my emails, I have to be a lot more mindful about what I'm saying. What are some of the things that I should or could be saying to my target market? What are their real pains? How can I find out about what's really important to them? Because if you do that, I guarantee your emails will get opened and responded to. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And as always, you can get the show notes on the blog. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.